The Year in Stamps, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Some of the top philatelic or stamp collecting stories in 2014 were about people. Early in the year, Janet Klug was named the chair of the group that advises the U.S. Postal Service on new stamps. It was the first time in many years that a stamp collector was chosen, and Janet is very well known among collectors. At the end of the year, 32-year-old Jay Bogalke was hired to be the editor of American Philatelist. It's not only the official journal of the largest stamp organization in the U.S., it now has the biggest circulation of any stamp publication here. Then there were stamp sales. The plate block of the inverted Jenny stamp was sold for almost $5 million. Some of the not inverted reprints of the stamp, which cost $12 for a sheet of six at the post office last year, sold for as much as $50,000 for a sheet. And the magenta, a one-of-a-kind stamp from British Guiana in 1856, sold for $9.5 million. And the new owner is loaning it to the U.S. National Postal Museum in April. Also, a remarkably detailed list of upcoming U.S. stamps was leaked to the press in January. So far, the Postal Service has been pretty much following the script. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and to see what happens in 2015, visit virtualstampclub.com.